Nolte, Far-Left Variety Claims Free Speech Undermines Free Speech. By John Nolte on July 17, 2025. The organized left, which the Hollywood trade variety is very much a part of, understands how important the legacy-slash-corporate-slash-regime media are when it comes to spreading leftist propaganda. Because the left's ideas and policies are all proven failures. See, Democrat-run cities, especially Variety's home of Los Angeles. Propaganda is all they got, and the legacy media is a vital leg in that three-legged propaganda stool. The other two are academia and Hollywood. Well, since the arrival of new media and Donald Trump, combined with this Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. The power of the corporate media to influence public opinion. At least public opinion outside of overeducated, narcissistic, smug white women, has cratered. For obvious reasons, this terrifies the left, which reduces them to the kind of fascism that arrived this week in the form of a Variety cover story, which argues that holding the regime media accountable is a threat to the First Amendment. The headline reads, "Defeat the Press, How Donald Trump's Attacks on News Outlets Undermine the First Amendment." The article itself is a self-important piece of overwriting, 4,000-plus words, but here's the basic theme. Kiss the ring, bend the knee. Whatever metaphor you choose, President Trump has cowed the owners of two major media outlets into paying him millions of dollars, is the Variety opener. Trump has long derided what he dubs the fake news, and he has famously called the press the enemy of the people. Now we get to the best part. In the 10 years since he announced his first run for president on June 16, 2015, Trump has written nearly 3,500 social media posts that attack the press. Over the course of a decade, that's roughly one per day. Variety is especially butthurt over ABC News and CBS News settling with Trump for millions. And the fact that PBS and NPR are about to lose their corporate welfare federal funding. So, according to Variety, criticizing and suing a media outlet represents a direct attack on free speech. Do you see what's happening here? Do you grasp the play here? These fascists at Variety are using the court of public opinion to shame us out of our right to defend ourselves against powerful media outlets owned by multi-billion-dollar corporations. Apparently, Variety believes these multinational corporations should be granted special rights in the form of total immunity from criticism and accountability. Well, that leaves me with just one question. If we are not allowed to criticize or sue the media, what do we do when the media lie, which is constantly, see, above list? Variety wants us to roll over and shut up to protect the First Amendment. Variety never explains how silencing people's speech protects free speech. Fact: ABC News lied about Trump. ABC News repeatedly and falsely claimed a jury had found him liable for rape. Rape. But according to the fascists at Variety, the only way Trump can protect the First Amendment is do nothing in response to a blatant smear spread by an outlet that knew it was lying. A good American, according to Variety, would remain silent and let the smear stick. In the case of CBS News, mere weeks before a presidential election, far-left 60 Minutes maliciously edited an interview to make one of the candidates look less dumb than she is. Rather than broadcast her full word salad, her answer was snipped in a blatant effort to aid and abet her campaign. Worse still, this was done by CBS News using the public airwaves, which CBS is allowed to use for free. Worse still, CBS News arrogantly refused to release the full interview transcript. Related: Jim Jordan, greatest worry is threat to First Amendment, hallmark of Western civilization. But according to the fascists at Variety, Trump should neither criticize CBS nor file suit for election interference, which it obviously was. People who care about free speech protect all speech, including criticism of speech, and they support a legal process for litigating claims of slander and libel. People who care about speech never claim that speech hurts free speech or the First Amendment. That would be absurd, no? And it's not like these massive multinationals don't have the money to fight against a lawsuit. Methinks discovery is what they fear most. Can you imagine how the media behave when they believe no one is looking? Claiming that certain speech hurts free speech is what actually hurts free speech, no? And yet, that is exactly what Variety is doing. Not to belabor the point, but Variety is arguing that a good American would say or do nothing if the corporate media falsely accused them of rape. Rape. These are dangerous people, deranged with hate and driven by a smug sense of entitlement that they are above being criticized and challenged. Since all the ideas they cling to have failed, all they got left is to tell us to shut up, in the name of free speech. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.